At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. 5 days after the shootings in downtown Dallas, more of the area is returning to normal this morning. Elm, Lamar, and Market Streets are open for normal traffic. The West End DART station's also back in service. 4 government buildings reopened for business yesterday. However, police still have parts of Main and Austin streets closed off as crime scenes while they investigate the shooting. Now, some streets will close temporarily this afternoon for President Obama to attend the memorial service at the Meyerson Symphony Center for the 5 police officers killed last week. Officials have not released the closures due to security concerns. KERA will have live coverage of the service and the president's visit at noon. Thinks Chris Boyd will host a call-in special after the speech. Now, at Dallas City Hall last night, more than 1,000 people showed up to honor the officers. KERA's Stella Chavez reports from the candlelight vigil.
As Dallas Police Chief David Brown took the stage, he was greeted warmly with lots of applause. The past few days have been filled with sadness and anger over the killings of the 5 police officers. But Brown and his department have received an outpouring of support from the public. Brown told the crowd that the fallen officers were like superheroes, like Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
The officers killed last Thursday ran toward danger. Cops, he says, are always focused on getting the job done. Now, the police department is focusing on helping families of the victims.
Families, we love you. We love you with everything we have. We are now your surrogate family members. We're your brothers and your sisters. When you need us, you call.
Among the speakers were colleagues of the officers who were killed, like Dallas Police Officer Josh Rodriguez, who shared memories of Officer Patrick Samaripa. One of Samaripa's last acts was the same day as the shooting. A homeless man walked up to the officer complaining that someone stole his chips. Rodriguez says Samaripa walked to a nearby store to buy the man chips and a drink.
He saw no color. Nothing mattered to him except that you were human. And that is why he is loved so much, because of the genuine love and the goodness that he had for other people.
Dallas Senior Corporal Marcy St. John spoke fondly about her partner on the beat, Sergeant Michael Smith. She says he was a leader who loved working on the street. The past few days have been gut-wrenching, she says.
This tragedy that has sucker punched the department that I have served for more than 24 years and the department that I still love has knocked the breath out of us. It has. We are sad. We are overwhelmed. We are in disbelief. We are in mourning, and yes, we are angry.
St. John says they should focus that emotion on something positive, something that fosters hope. Senior Corporal Jaime Castro shared stories about his colleague, Lauren Ahrens. Castro says his fellow senior corporal wrote good reports and cited laws word for word. Castro was with Ahrens in the hospital.
Lauren, I know you're up there listening, brother. And I want you to know I was there outside the window by your side to see you take your final breath. You weren't alone. I had your back as you always had ours.
As night fell, mourners lit their candles and stood in silence, listening to a retired officer play the bagpipes. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
And you can see photos of the vigil and the rest of our coverage of the shooting at keranews.org. 6 teenage poets from across Dallas are headed to Washington, D.C. this week for an international slam poetry festival. Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagde introduces us to the Dallas youth poets.
Wake up.
Roll out of bed.
Zombie walk to shower.
Don't forget.
Wash under every crevice, fold, roll.
Every crease that dirt could be hiding on my butt.
That's a portion of a poem titled Fat Black Girl. It was co-written by 18-year-old Erica Johnson, who will attend Howard University in the fall. This is her first year as a member of the Dallas Youth Poets, and she says that she's gaining a lot from the experience.
Poetry is an outlet for me. I started doing poetry because of some things I was going through. So I used it to, you know, move past those things, express myself. And so now that's what it's become, expressing myself.
Johnson and her fellow poets have worked 4 hours a week for a year to craft these personal poems. The pieces take on issues like race, body perception, and even sexual assault.
Your fingers felt so nice against my strings. I mean scars. I mean skin.
You mean sin.
Consent was not the other person in the room. Puppets don't ask to be tied down.
I was wearing leggings.
That poem is titled Puppeteer. It's one of 15 poems that the squad has prepared for Brave New Voices, a poetry slam festival for young people in Washington, D.C. this week. Brave New Voices brings young poets from all over to participate in workshops, showcases, and even a high-stakes competition. 17-year-old Athena Davidson, a senior at Highland Park High School, says that she's excited to perform, but that it's not as easy as it looks.
It's hard. It's like a really vulnerable process to do. Like, you're putting your soul on stage for people to, like, pick you apart and analyze, and so it's scary.
Though the festival is a fun experience for the poets, it's also a great chance for them to get big-time recognition. Finalists in the competition will be featured on HBO, and it'll be interesting to see just how far these young writers can soar. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
As for the forecast, sunny skies, breezy today, sprinkles here and there this morning. The high should get up to around 95 degrees. The overnight low, 78. Tomorrow, slightly warmer with a high of 98. It's 80 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth at 8:30.